the game. You heard here on KJN last night, Yadier Molina's 100th career home run in the bottom of the eighth inning snapped a tie, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Francisco Giants 4-3 on Wednesday night in the rubber match of that series. Molina added an RBI single in the first, and rookie Stephen Piscotty homered in the third for St. Louis, which took 2 of 3 from the NL West contending Giants. The Cardinals are 77-43 overall and 46-19 at home, both tops in the majors. Kevin Zegras allowed a walk in the eighth, and Trevor Rosenthal earned his 38th save in 40 chances, striking out pinch-hitting pitcher Madison Bumgarner to end it. Zegras won both of the games in the series, and the Cardinals wrapped up a 6-3 homestand with 3-2-1 series wins and have won 6 consecutive series overall. Molina lined an 0-1 breaking ball from Hunter Strickland into left field stands for his 4th homer of the year. Lorenzo Cain had a tie-breaking RBI single in the second inning. Ben Zobrist had 4 hits, and the Kansas City Royals benefited from a Cincinnati base-running gaffe as the Royals beat the Reds 4-3 Wednesday night to complete a 2-game sweep. Royals starter Jeremy Guthrie left in the fifth with a 4-3 lead and the bases loaded and one out. Luke Hochaver got Jay Bruce to pop up along the first base line. Bruce was out under the infield fly rule, but Jason Burgoy tried to score with the ball dropped, and Hochaver threw to catcher Drew Patera, who easily tagged him out. Zobrist had his 8th career 4-hit game as the Royals completed a sweep of the 4-game season series with Cincinnati. The Royals have won 5 straight, and the Reds have lost 5 straight. Kevious Sampson gave up the 4 runs and 9 hits in 3 1/3 innings. The San Francisco Giants plan to place Hunter Pence on the 15-day disabled list on Thursday with a strained left oblique, a move timed with activating Nori Aoki, who had been on the DL with a concussion. Manager Bruce Bochy said the team believes Pence will be back with the team by the end of the 15 days. Pence was injured flying out in the 9th inning on Monday. Aoki will likely get regular playing time in right field in Pence's absence. Bochy also said that Mike Leake is on track to return from the DL and pitch sometime during the 4-game series in Pittsburgh that begins Thursday. The Giants scratched Leake from his scheduled start on Tuesday, substituting Ryan Vogelsong in a 2-0 victory over St. Louis. Unless they can work out a settlement, Tom Brady and Roger Goodell have been instructed by the federal judge involved in the lawsuit over deflated footballs to be back in court on August 31st. Judge Richard Berman warned yesterday that the NFL that he can erase the 4-game suspension given Brady if it fails to negotiate a deal. Veteran quarterback Matt Flynn has been brought in by the New York Jets to help fill the void of injured QB Geno Smith. The 30-year-old Flynn was released by New England last week. Smith is sidelined 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw. The Panthers and Dolphins are having joint scrimmages in Spartanburg, South Carolina. If the remaining days are like the first, they may want to rethink things. First, Panthers wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin was carted off practice field with a left leg injury, and then Dolphins starting safety Louis Delmas was carted off the field with a torn ACL. The Green Bay Packers have their fingers crossed regarding left tackle David Bakhtiari. Coach Mike McCarthy said Bakhtiari will miss at least the rest of practice this week because of a knee soreness. He added it would be a stretch for Bakhtiari to play in the preseason game on Sunday in Pittsburgh. And Dave Dombrowski has been introduced as the new president of the Boston Red Sox. He told reporters that he'll meet with manager John Farrell once he's healthy enough. Farrell has left the team for the rest of the season for chemotherapy treatments after being diagnosed with cancer. In other sporting news, in the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid is expected to miss the season following a second surgery on his right foot. Embiid's recovery should take 5 to 8 months, the same time frame the center was given following the first surgery last year. The Sixers were cautious with their prized prospect and held him out for the entire season. Team President Sam Hinkie said Wednesday the organization would follow a similar path again. Embiid had a bone graft on Tuesday with 2 existing screws replaced and a graft using bone from his hip. Hinkie says Embiid did not suffer another broken foot. There was simply less healing than expected. The 7-footer from Kansas was the 3rd overall pick in the 2014 NBA draft. He missed his entire rookie season after having surgery to repair a stress fracture in his foot in June of 2014. The team announced in June that he suffered a setback in his recovery. And in college football news, Nebraska wide receiver and return specialist DeMorne Pearson-L will be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks after injuring a foot in practice. Coach Mike Riley announced on Wednesday that the sophomore was hurt during Tuesday's practice. Pearson-L was second nationally in punt return average last season, and he tied for the national lead with three returns, four touchdowns. He also caught 23 passes for 321 yards and four TDs. Riley also announced that freshman receiver LaVon Alston will be out for the season after suffering a knee injury in practice. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.